Welcome to the Financial Analysts Journal Author Interview Series. I am Pat Light, Assistant Editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with Sandro Andrade to discuss his recent FAJ article, Sell in May and Go Away Just Won't Go Away, published in the July-August 2013 issue. Sandro, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us, so let's dive right in. First, Sandro, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
We got interested in this idea because I remember back in April last year, we were reading the financial press, reading the financial blogosphere, and there were lots of references to this sell in May or Halloween effect. And this is the idea that stock returns are much lower in the six-month period from May to October than in the six-month period from November to April. And this pattern will lend itself to a very simple market timing strategy in which equity exposure is tilted away from the May to October period in the direction of the November-April period, for example. If someone wants to be fully invested in stocks over time, it would be much better for that person to be, for example, 50% invested in May-October and 150% invested in November through April, rather than being 100% invested throughout the year. So this pattern had been documented in a paper by Bowman and Jacobson, publishing the American Economic Review in 2002. So our initial gut reaction to this is that, you know, this is bizarre. This can't be the case. This does not make sense. This is data mining. So we believe that this pattern was not real. It was due to chance. So it would be unlikely to be repeated out of the sample. So what we set out to do was to essentially replicate the Bowman and Jacobson findings out of the sample, expecting to disprove their results. So their sample ended in 1998. We would have 14 years more to test that same pattern over the same 37 markets studied by them.
Okay, so what was your approach to doing that? What was your approach to the issue?
Well, our approach for it was reading very carefully the Bowman Jacobson's paper and extending their results out of their sample for the exact same markets that they studied, and 37 markets in total, and for using 14 more years of data and using the same kind of stock market indices that they used, and using the best practice and statistical procedures that we could find.
And how do you expect your findings or results to influence practice?
Oh, we were stunned. So as I just mentioned before, I was expecting to disprove Bowman and Jacobson's results, and actually for all 37 markets we studied, the same markets in Bowman and Jacobson, we found that in fact stock returns were higher in November through April than in May to October, in line with their findings. And on average across the 37 markets, stock returns are 10 percentage points larger in November through April than in May through October. And again, this is for market timings, market timers. This is a very useful information. It suggests that this kind of simple market timing strategy works.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Sandro?
One additional thing that we do in the paper too that I also find very interesting is that we show that this effect is not restricted to the aggregate stock market as Bowman and Jacobson had shown before. It's actually pervasive. We studied a number of additional investing strategies that all seem to reap excess returns as some kind of compensation for risk, and we found that in almost all these additional trading strategies, the sell in May effect also shows up. So, for example, the carry trade, the foreign exchange carry trade, the idea that you should borrow in low interest rate currencies to invest in high interest rate currencies. It turns out that the returns, the excess returns of these strategies are not uniformly distributed across the year. Again, they are much higher in November through April than in May through October. So this whole thing suggests that this whatever kind of seasonality in risk aversion that is generating the sell in May effect is not restricted to the market. It's something more pervasive, more basic. And I find that additional finding very interesting too.
Oh, that is interesting. It's great to see that extend to larger portions of the trading world there.
Exactly.
Sandro, thanks for taking the time to share your research and ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, which is www.cfapubs.org. Thank you for listening.